Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're reviewing the Bills draft class with Sal Capaccio, Bills sideline reporter for WGR. He's with us on the WBEN, Trocare College Liveline. All right, Sal, if you can, to start, I guess grade the draft class, A, B, or C.
Oh, boy. I hate grading draft classes. It's so tough, right? But listen, I'll say it this way. The Bills accomplished a few things they wanted to accomplish. They drafted a wide receiver early, and they filled some needs. They went with good football players, obviously. They went wide receiver safety, which is another spot where they really need a little bit of help. And then, you know, they go defensive line, a guy with a rotation to be in their rotation. And I think more than anything, they really focused on getting leaders, a new core of leaders. All of these guys are, people who were, like, one was a three-time team captain at Duke, Dwayne Carter, and they've never had a three-time team captain there. They have, one of them is 24 years old, about to turn 25, another 24-year-old. Bishop, the safety, he really worked in a complex defense. He had to be the leader of the secondary. And I think after watching Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde, Tre'Davious White, Mitch Morris, Gabe Davis, Stephon Diggs all kind of leave and all that leadership walk out the door, they've really brought in people that can be their new group of leaders going forward, but also guys that when they come in, they understand how to act already in an NFL locker room. Want me to give you a grade? It's tough to say. I always say it's an incomplete grade. Sorry to bow out on that until we know. I mean, it's, you know, these guys have yet to play a snap.
It's either F or A, and there's no in between.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Got to pick one or the other. All right, so the big focus was on receiver heading into the draft. They draft Keon Coleman, who, you know, I've only seen the highlights, Sal. His highlight reel looks awesome. But
yeah,
as they stand right now, still a lot of time before the start of the season, do you think they're set there with everything that's happened at receiver? And if they are set, is it good enough?
Well, they're not set as far as their roster. They're going to add more people. We know that. I think they have about 77 people. I could be wrong. Somewhere in there on their roster. They're going to sign undrafted free agents. They can get to 90. So you have room here for that. And I'm sure they're going to sign another wide receiver or two. In fact, there's already been a report from Adam Schefter that the Bills are going to sign Quintez Cephas. Now, this is a young man who actually spent last year on the suspended list due to a gambling violation by the league. Apparently, he had bet on NFL games, but he didn't do anything that compromised any game he was playing in, but there was still a violation of the league policy. He was suspended, didn't play. He's been with the Detroit Lions. That's somebody they're going to bring in to sign. So that's, once that happens later today, I'm assuming, you know, that adds to the group. They're going to add more to the group. Is it good enough? It's a good question, Brian. I don't think they have a true number one receiver right now unless a 20-year-old rookie in Keon Coleman can be your true number one receiver right away in the NFL. I think he's going to be a really good football player. I think that's a lot to ask right away to put on his plate to be the number one receiver, but he's going to be relied on a lot. I don't know if it's good enough. I don't think it is based on the top end of the depth chart, but I do like a lot of what they have throughout the depth chart. So it's more about quantity than quality throughout the roster, but you still have a chance to get that quality if Keon Coleman really does hit as a first round or second round draft pick.
Well, what do you think is going to be the biggest thing for Coleman in the jump to the NFL and now playing with Josh Allen? The one thing that struck me is I'm watching some of these like fantastic catches, and I'm thinking like, well, Josh Allen's ball is traveling like 30 miles an hour faster than whatever he just caught. That might not be true, but it's just what happened through my head. What's the biggest adjustment he's going to have to make?
Well, you know, he didn't run a really, really great 40-yard dash, right? The knock on him is his speed, 4.61 at the combine. That's not very fast for a wide receiver. However, he did run in the 5.45s at his pro day. And Brandon Bean, I thought this was an interesting comment. He said, you know, we have access to his GPS timing and what he's wearing when he's running in games and all the different trackers. And he's really a more of a 4.5 player. Then also, when you think about playing with the ball in his hands and the gauntlet drill they did at the combine, he actually was very fast. He plays way faster because he's able to control his body in a manner in which when he's actually out there playing, he's going faster than what his straight line speed is, if all that makes sense. But I think that is the biggest adjustment still. The biggest adjustment is for a guy like that, you're going against, you know, the greatest DBs in the world, the greatest, you know, athletes in the world on an NFL field. You know, you're going to have to find a way. If you're not going to run by them, you got to find ways to make sure you can still separate and get balls. And it's great to be able to get a 50-50 ball up in the air, a jump ball, but you still got to find ways to get open, to get a little bit of separation. I think that's going to be the biggest adjustment for him.
All right, let's skip ahead to the seventh round. The Bills draft a former rugby player from the UK. He hasn't played football.
That's true. So the NFL has this program called the International Pathways Program. If you guys remember a few years ago, Christian Wade, he was a part of that when he came to Buffalo, and he was the preseason darling for a couple of years, spent a couple of years on the practice squad. This young man, Travis Clayton, sounds like a country singer, right? Travis Clayton comes from the UK. He is an offensive lineman, but he is a freak athlete. Go look at his measurables, his stats. It's incredible, some of the numbers for this big man, that what he's able to do. And the Bills just really like that part of it. But what happens is, he was one of 15 players who tried out for this program at what they call the NFL Academy, who, like, there were a bunch of players who tried out, but 15 of them were chosen to be draft eligible for the NFL. And by the Bills drafting him, what happens is that triggers an extra exempt spot on their practice squad. He actually can be on their practice squad and not count against their roster. They get to develop him, keep him there, have him there, which is a really nice thing. They could have just signed him as an undrafted free agent and not kind of quote-unquote wasted the draft pick, but it made sense. I asked Brandon Bean about that, and he said, but we really liked him. Once you get to undrafted free agency, he can sign with anybody. Once we draft him, he's ours, right? And that's why the Bills did that.
Are you excited for another Christian Wade, you know, conversation over and over?
No.
How come they have such a hard time, you know, transitioning? He has all these intangibles. You'd think it would be as simple as, all right, here's the ball, like, go crazy with it. But it really is a long road. He, you know, if he played football before, maybe he's a top whatever draft pick, but it's going to be kind of tough to really get him in the mix, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's why these guys develop, but, you know, it's not unheard of. F.A. Obada was an International Pathways guy. He's played in the league a while. He's with the Bills a couple of years ago. You know, these guys can do it. But, you know, there's been I think, four or five guys who really kind of stuck with NFL teams and not just had a cup of coffee in the league who've been players in the league. But to answer your question, Brian, it's funny. I just got back from Australia a couple of weeks ago, as you know. I went to a rugby game, and it kind of stuck out to me why when people say, just go get these guys in rugby to be linebackers and they can tackle. Sure, their form is great, but you know what I noticed about them? They're never attacking. In rugby, the player's always coming at you with the ball, and you have to wait for them to get there. They're never attacking and, you know, and dissecting what's going on and analyzing, and bam. And then as far as running with the ball, here's what's funny. People think, you know, rugby running backs should make great NFL running backs. There's no blocking in rugby. Like, you're just running, and you can't block. So in the NFL, because people are attacking, you have to read blocks in front of you. That's why those things don't translate. It is a totally different game.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. All right, well, Sal, thank you. Always appreciate it.
You got it.
Sal Capaccio. He was following the draft all weekend for WGR.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.